right?
Yeah, I'm Maggie.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Jackie.
What? Jackie, where have you been?
Are you guys in the bathroom?
Are you okay?
No.
You've been gone for so long.
No, it was bad.
We thought you drowned.
A little bit.
What did you do in the bathroom?
How much time do you have?
Oh, no!
Not that much.
Well, I guess since you're not dead...
Can I stay?
You can stay.
Do you want to stay forever?
I might have to.
Okay.
I'm on with the plumbing now.
So I guess I'll tell everybody, including Jackie, we are going to do a 3-part series on clowns.
We weren't all saying that together.
How'd you say that? How'd you know that? I said you didn't know it. How did you know it?
You're making a face at me like I should psychically read your minds and say the same thing.
This is so impromptu. You came out of nowhere, Jackie. No, it's okay. I'm glad you read my facial mind.
Okay.
So we're doing a 3-part series. Today we are going to cover the history of clowns.
How historic.
So.
Much history.
So I did all the things I could do to research clowns, but kind of forgot to look up the fear.
Oh, fear of clowns?
Yeah.
It's calorophobia.
Fearof.net is going to tell us. Thanks, Fearof.net.
Yeah.
Okay. She's loading. Okay. It possibly originates from Greek kolon, K-O-L-O-N, meaning stilt or stilt walkers, which are often used by clowns.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be argued, and I probably will.
Yeah. That is scary. I don't like people on stilts.
There is a lot. This is a long article. I don't have time for that.
No, we don't.
Thanks, Sphero.
Say it twice if they're not paying us.
Dude, go to bed. Thank you. Stop. Why? Okay.
The dog.
So, to both of you.
Yes.
When do you think clownhood started? Clownhood.
Oh, I'm sure it had, you know, it's at least 100 years old.
Okay.
That's my low guess.
At least. 1548. The year of our Lord, King Henry III.
Okay.
That's very specific.
It is.
Do you want to
Am I close?
No.
You're closer than me.
Before there were clowns, there were jesters.
Yes.
And forms of jester have been seen since ancient Egyptian times. They actually used to use pygmy people and make fun of them.
I mean, yeah. Short things are funny.
Yes.
Small things are funny.
Small things are funny. Short. I feel like that was a personal attack.
I'm sorry. No.
I tell you to leave, but you live here.
Yeah, I do. You're stuck with me.
Yes.
I pay your electric bill.
That's true. Lauren is currently my sugar daddy. They have been seen in the Chinese Zhao dynasty from 1046 to 256 BC. Mm. So that was before our Lord and Savior, King Henry.
Do you think all this thunder is gonna...
Probably. There's thunder outside. We're doing this on the spookiest of nights.
Yes.
Ooh, dark and stormy.
Hopefully our power doesn't go out.
July. Yes, that would be very inconvenient.
The dog is very curious about this. Funny that you bring up chlorophobia.
Well, you made me, but yes.
Chlorophobia.
Chlorophobia.
Chloroform?
What? Surprise.
Colorophobia.
Colorophobia. Yeah.
It sounds nicer when you say it. That's your job now.
Thank you. Thank you. Just point at me when you want me to say it.
Let's test it.
Chlorophobia. Chlorophobia.
Okay. ancient Greece. Mm-hmm. The clowns there literally use dick jokes to be funny.
I mean, dicks are funny.
Yeah. Timeless.
Timeless humor.
Just like farts.
So you used to wear short tunics called chitons.
Oh, you mean chitons?
Yeah.
Yes. What? It's fine. I only know because I did, what the heck is that show? A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Mm. Yeah, it's just a fancy word for a tunic.
Yeah. It's why do they put an H in the middle of the freaking word?
That's all I'm going to say. To just to screw with you.
Basically. Which were grotesquely padded in the front and rear and knitted socks like tights. Okay. And then they had an exaggerated artificial phallus strapped on to his loins.
Well,
so obviously. Literal dick jokes.
So yes. Padded, like, huge butt and fupa.
Yeah.
And then a dick in the front
and
of
then
it.
A dick in the front of it.
That's a lot.
That's yeah. A lot of luck. I feel like the Greeks were big fans of, like, fake dicks.
Yeah.
Big, dicks. Enormous fake dicks.
Love dicks.
Love them. Love them. Love them. Sorry, I was trying to hide a burp while whispering it wasn't working.
I really wish you had just leaned in and sensually.
And then just like.
If it had been funny to you, nobody else listening. They'd be like,
you know hell? What? This is our private conversation they're listening to. That's, okay.
Yeah, you guys are the weird ones.
Yeah. Please stop being listening. Weird.
No, stop. But no. Stop. Please listen. Tell your friends.
I'm talking about you, San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose. Ancient Rome. What? Okay, so there are many clown-like people in ancient Rome. One is Stupus, meaning in Latin, a mimic fool. And that's also where we get the word stupid from.
Mm.
There is also a lower form of clown known as the Sucra, from whence we get the word scrupulous.
What?
Scrupulous?
That's not a word. No
I've
one uses
I've never heard that.
Sounds like Skrillex. That's where we get the word Skrillex from.
Skrillius?
It's where Skrillex comes from. It's fine.
Yeah.
Who indulged in jesting physical oddities, setting them apart. Another was Moronius. So they were physically odd. So, like,
they had, like, misshapen heads?
Maybe. I'm more assuming it's like their skin was extra stretchy, so like,
okay.
And that was funny.
I guess that
or are
makes
we
sense.
Talking about like an old freak show?
Probably an older freak show, too.
The very first.
Yeah.
If you will.
So there's another being, Moronius, where we get the word moron. Mm. And they were mentally challenged and sadly used for entertainment and were no. So Moronius. Mentally challenged. Were another being Moronius, which is where we get the word moron from. Another form were mentally challenged people who were sadly used for entertainment and were known as stultii and fatui. It's common for the great houses and the court to keep freaks and fools who on the whole were treated kindly. It was thought by many that they were endowed with special powers from the gods and were treated as good luck charms.
Okay.
So they were rabbit's feet.
So they're pets?
Yeah, basically. Lucky pets, though. Like a turtle you rub.
Do you rub turtles?
For good luck? I don't know. Why not? So. Jackie, you ready?
Yeah.
Court jesters came around in the 14th century. There's okay. Your buddy. Jesters were seen as different than freaks and fools because they could supply humor on demand. Yes, they were the TiVo of
as
the day.
As opposed to sitting around and waiting for someone dumb to do something dumb?
I guess. Or, like, I guess maybe they had planned things out.
That makes sense. Because they're more of a, I guess, a modern comedian.
Yeah.
So, jesters represented the principle of free speech in an age where such freedoms hardly existed for anyone else. Their closeness to the throne gave them considerable power, which made them enemies as well as friends in the court. Because they could, you know, you could tell the king, like, your dick's small. He'd be like, off with your head. But the judge would be like, you have a small dick. And everyone would be like, ha ha. And the king would be like, I do have a small dick. You're right.
Yeah.
I pay you for that. Yeah. But also, it hurt my feelings a little.
Oh, my. That sounded like a literal cannon.
That's close.
Wow. Ooh. All right.
We should do this as another episode. I might leave this in here. Do you guys ever fear sometimes that, like, there's just going to be a nuclear holocaust and you're like, I'm walking the dog and I'm not ready?
No.
In high school, in my organic chemistry class, they showed us this movie, Threads.
Mm.
It's this British movie from the 80s. If you can find it, watch it, but only if you don't want to sleep for a really long time.
Great.
It's horrific.
Great.
It's all about nuclear holocaust.
That's going to be, I'm just calling it now, we're doing an episode about random nuclear holocaust.
Okay.
Yeah, we could just binge watch Chernobyl and talk about it.
We could.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
So many things to be terrified
okay.
of.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Let's get through this first.
Yeah.
Back to the history of clowns.
Yes.
The term clown did not come into use until the 16th century. The earliest use of the word clown was in the play Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. In the play within a play?
No, actually. It was Hamlet called the Gravedigger.
Oh, yeah.
A clown.
Yeah.
For those of you who misquote Hamlet, he did not hold the skull up and say this to be or not to be soliloquy. It was...
The skull is Yorick.
Yeah,
it's... Alas, dear, poor Yorick, for I knew him.
Well. Yes.
Yeah.
So he calls him a clown during it, which was... People think it came from the Danish term Clooney, which was kind of a combination of clod or clumsy put together, and it has the same meaning. So Clooney, clown... Not that far off from each other. But here's where we really get to know what we think of the modern day clown. There.
I like how you turned your head and sat it down. Like, get out of me.
The power of Christ compels you.
Get out of me, demon beer burp. Joseph Grimaldi.
Yes.
Is the one who really gives clowns an identity. Mm-hmm. He was the first to put on dramatic makeup instead of wearing a mask. Clowns, like Mr. Merryman, help form clowns that kind of look by having costumes of an ornamental jacket with the frilled collar, striped hose, and wig topped off with a 3 peacock feathers. Mm. So Mr. Merryman...
Three.
Mr. Merryman made the costume for the clown, but Grimaldi is known for being the clown.
Mm. Okay.
So... Now that we've covered the basics of clown, you've passed Clown Workshop 101.
Basics clown. Of clown.
Now History you need to sign up for Clown 200.
Oh.
The prerequisite was Clown 101.
Okay. I'm ready, I guess.
The origin of scary clowns.
Yeah.
You can blame basically one person for them.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Dickens.
Fucking Charles Dickens.
Charles fucking Dickens.
Yeah.
Ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
Dickens was tasked with editing our good friend Joseph Grimaldi's memoirs.
Yes.
Grimaldi died in 1837 as a penniless alcoholic.
The dog
You're just doing it for dramatics.
What?
Stop.
The dog. Stop. Duke.
Ew. Snort it up or don't.
Expel it.
I think he gets allergies a little bit. Aww. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I hope the diffuser's not like messing with him.
No, because he could move from there.
Yeah.
He's a little deer face. Who made you part deer? Okay, look away.
That's okay.
Okay.
Back to.
I'm gonna start from the beginning with that one. Dickens was tasked with editing our good friend Joseph Grimaldi's memoirs. Grimaldi died in 1837 as a penniless alcoholic.
So
the coroner's. Oh, here's the funny part. The coroner's verdict.
Let me point out which part is funny. It's not the part that he's dead.
Clap
that
here.
He's a penniless alcoholic.
Those parts aren't funny. No. Well, now that you say it, it's
a lie. Addiction is not a joke.
We just made it. Okay. The coroner's verdict was he died by the visitation of God.
Oh. Okay.
Which basically is what doctors would say if they couldn't figure out what you died from.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. God just came and plucked him.
Yep. God said time.
Time.
Time out. You dead now.
Timer went off.
Time went off.
You're done.
I don't remember if it's the egg timer or your timer, but...
Here I am.
Be safe.
Here I am. Dickens had written about a clown before in his serialized novel, The Pickwick Papers.
Yes.
Dickens basically said that every laugh Grimaldi got from the crowd caused him turmoil. This created a characterization of Grimaldi of a man destroying himself to make others laugh. It did not aid Grimaldi's legacy that during his lifetime, was when people first started to be interested in more than just the celebrity's work. People wanted to know about their personal lives. Grimaldi suffered from depression and alcoholism. Alcoholism. That's how you... say that.
That's that word.
He did seem like he was destroying himself. So, yeah. And that's probably also where we get that characterization of, in order to be funny or to be a clown, you need to have some torturous backstory.
Comedians are depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think that, like, kind of being obsessed with a celebrity, not just their body of work, but, like, what's their favorite color? What they eat for breakfast? Like, all of that stuff, that still is a thing.
Yeah. Well, I think about every single thing that you do on your day-to-day basis when everyone wants to see it and know about it.
Yeah.
But also, it's a weird way to make the audience feel guilty, and it's a weird way to, I want to say, somewhat blame the victim of depression and alcoholism, because the fact that, I am not saying that he was, but the recent example I can come up with was Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, he was so happy on the surface, you know. He was so tortured on the inside, and he didn't say anything if he had just...
Didn't he, how do I phrase this? Didn't he find out that he was diagnosed with a degenerative brain disorder?
I believe he was. He also spoke out about depression quite a bit and having suicidal thoughts. I think it was because he didn't show normal signs of what we would consider suicidal ideologies and actions.
I don't think people who are likely to take their own lives walk around acting like they're depressed.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And that's why I'll personally admit that I feel confused when you see those Facebook things that are like, check on your friends who say that they're laughing and say that they're fine and things like that. And you need to check up on people.
Yeah.
But you can't be totally...
Well, you're not responsible.
Yeah. No. And I think that's kind of what that...
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Definitely.
Unrelated to clowns, but you remember when Tom Petty passed away? Mm-hmm. I think it was the coroner's report, said that he...
Visitation by God?
No.
Shit.
It was an overdose, but what actually happened was he, fell and broke his hip or something, and he was self-medicating, and he overdosed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he didn't, it wasn't on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still tragic.
That's sad.
It is very tragic, but I feel like we have still modern-day clowns that come up like that. And also, random thought I just had to connect it back... Robin Williams was in a version of Hamlet that I can't think of right now as the judge at their, the officer that comes in at the end during the duel.
Huh. I think the only one I've seen is the one with Kenneth Branagh.
Is that the blonde guy?
Yeah.
That's the one he's in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Maybe I'll have to rewatch it.
He comes at the end because Robin Williams was actually trained at Juilliard as a Shakespearean actor.
I believe that.
Oh, fun facts. That. This has been our Robin Williams corner.
That's a good corner.
The best corner. It's slightly rounded. And that's scary clowns.
Yes.
On to urban legends. You are passing these exams beautifully. Good job. Now on to scary clowns 300.
Okay.
You'll soon have your degree.
Okay.
And
stuff.
I guess it would be...
Calorophobia.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I guess it would be a major in clowns with a concentration in scary.
Is it us?
So we are some of the urban legends. Let's start with phantom clowns. In May of 1981, several children in Brookline, Massachusetts said that clowns were seen in either a black or dark blue van and tried to lure them in with an offer of candy.
Nope.
Sightings in other cities began to pop up. No children were actually reported abducted during these scares, though. Then we also have Homie the Clown. So...
I'm sorry, who?
Homie. H-O-M-E-Y.
Oh,
Homie.
Okay. All right. Proceed.
Was it? Yeah. The actual Homie the Clown was a character in a late 80s TV show. I saw multiple reports, and I'm sure I could have looked this up better. Some said late 80s, some said early 90s.
I mean,
maybe crossover.
Potato, yeah. Tomato.
Oh my gosh, we watched Russian Doll on Netflix, and I told you this, but the best line was she goes, you know, she's saying something, comparing things. She goes, you know, tomato, tomato, potato, two potatoes. No one actually says them different. So that's my new favorite thing. In Chicago in 1991, it was said that a man dressed as Homie would drive around in a white van and try to lure children into his vehicle.
So are these phantom clowns or kidnapping clowns?
These are phantom...
Attempted kidnapping.
Well, they're called phantom clowns because of the fact that police were never able to make an arrest or actually have anyone... witness it who was an adult. These were all children reporting this. So they were phantoms because no one could actually prove that it had happened. Okay. So as I was saying, there is no hard evidence to prove the sightings were real. However, they did cause hysteria. It was rumored the clown impersonator was from the projects and was killed by a local gang.
All right.
Okay, wait.
Projects of Chicago.
So Homie the Clown lived in the projects.
The guy dressing up as Homie the Clown.
Well, sure.
Luring. I don't want to confuse the beloved Homie the Clown children thing.
Wait, Homie the Clown is multiple clowns?
Homie the Clown. There's a real.
Exactly the same.
There was a real.
Because Homie, they have to copyright their shit.
Yeah. Well, there's a real Homie the Clown. I don't know if he picked it up from like Party City and it was like the clown of the residency. Yeah. Residency clown.
Discount.
Okay. So okay. Homie the Clown lived in the projects and was killed by a rival clown gang.
Just by a local gang. It doesn't say rival. It was just a gang. Just a gang.
Alright.
You're looking at me like you don't believe this.
I mean, murder is very rude.
Right.
This one's kind of funny, mostly based on the YouTube video that I watched about it. There is a doll clown thing called Vincent Hitchcock. He gets his name after combining the names of two horror icons of Vincent Price and Alfred Hitchcock. A woman named Ray bought him online. He would move without explanation. She put a recorder near him one night and recorded him saying, "Wake up."
Yep. Nope.
Goodbye. And then other quotes that I heard from the YouTube documentary was one. Oh, sorry. Back up. Not another quote. This is just a quote from the documentary that makes you know it's a legit documentary. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day after searching the world's biggest library, the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, so other things Vincent Hitchcock has said is run, I left you, and get rid of them.
Hmm.
He's also had problems with his shoes where his soles were worn in his shoes, even though they weren't originally.
Mm. Running around.
A personal note I made to myself is the dog knew something was up.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. I think the dog used to bark at him and was like, fuck off, weird clown, no thanks. And then Renee bought a similar doll to Vincent and was showing Vincent the advertisement and asked if he knew him, and the recording picked up, "That's Grandpa."
Ooh.
I don't like it.
So, that's Vincent Hitchcock, the worst of the worst, because he is a clown and a doll.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
It's not legal.
That is illegal.
Combinations of things the world doesn't need. That.
Mostly this, some of that. Now we have Zozobie the Clown, which comes from British folklore.
Okay.
Zozobie was said to be a clown during the Edwardian era, which was 1901 to 1910. He had suffered from depression and alcoholism. Should sound familiar to you.
I bet.
You know, this is why it's a prerequisite, clown history.
Yes.
Yes. The legend goes that he was depressed, that he plotted to set an audience on fire. When his plan was found out, he was committed to an asylum. In the asylum, he committed suicide. Since then, his spirit is said to haunt all of Liverpool.
Okay.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. All of Liverpool.
All of it.
That's a lot of work.
He has a lot of footwork to do, but he's proud of it, so. It's a nice eyebrow you just carved into the blanket.
That's what I've been doing this entire time. That's even better. Look at that.
Look at that.
So on fleek.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone now.
It's gone. The calling card of the ghost is his long red cone nose and his eau de parfum.
Ooh.
Which is the heavy smell of embalming fluid.
Gross.
Oh.
Yeah.
The phallic nose.
Yeah. Pointy phallic nose. It's beautiful.
Perhaps the precursor to Pinocchio?
Perhaps. I don't know. I thought Pinocchio was written before this. 1901?
I mean, I don't know.
I didn't look that up.
I don't know. But, like, I don't know.
When is the thing we're talking about presently?
He lived from 1901 to 1910. It's British folklore, so probably right now.
Oh.
It's happening right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not in fucking Liverpool.
So the entirety of Liverpool.
All of it.
All of it.
Even that part you're thinking of.
The only part I know.
The part that you might not be sure is part of it, but it is. What is it?
That one corner, that's it too.
Surrounded corner.
Did he get a
surveyor? I don't know him personally.
Inquiring minds need to know.
And I have not interviewed Zozobe.
All of it. Okay.
Must be exciting to live in Liverpool. Clown ghosts everywhere.
Clown ghosts. So sometimes he brings his own lighting, which is green light, which I put, it must be because he loves the limelight. Oh. I can't wait to be a father one day. One of the best jokes. So he usually manifests in front of sleeping children and blocks off their exit. And the best part is he fucking straight up points at them and laughs.
That's so he just locks them in a room and laughs at them?
Yeah.
While pointing. Do you think it's like, is it like a natural laugh? Like, that's
when
you're like, ha ha, you're like, you're stupid,
oh, no.
And you have mustard on your face.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
You
not.
Have freckles.
Oh, definitely not. No, it's definitely the laugh that Jackie did one time when we were younger. In, like, middle school.
You're talking about the peanut butter?
Oh, not in middle school. We didn't know each other in middle school.
Or in high school.
In high school. So, like, Jackie took a spoonful of peanut butter, and I said something to her, and I was like, ha, 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 you like peanut butter, ha, 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 ha. And she just turns and whips her head around, and could you do a reenaction?
I don't think I can. It was so full of unexplained rage.
Ha! Ha, ha!
Oh, my.
Sorry, dude.
The fuck is like, what?
Why would you do this?
To which I literally cowered.
Do you want to do that again so it won't just explode someone's ears if they're listening?
No. You're being post-warned that that's gonna happen. People are sensitive with headphones.
Yeah, turn it down.
Sorry, guys.
I'm about to scream.
Zan, fix that. Make it loud, but not like so loud.
You're less loud.
Me less loud. So my last example of an urban legend with clowns is the Union Screaming House. Ooh. Which is not totally a clown thing.
Is that also in England?
It's in Liverpool. I'm kidding. I don't know where it is.
It's where all the other ghosts
are. I lied. I do know where it is. I didn't write it down. It's in America somewhere.
Oh,
all right. So it's a kind of clown haunt. So the ghost in the house would manifest as the fear that person had, and the son of the home had a fear of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so he was haunted specifically by a ghostly image of a clown.
Okay. Just him.
Just
that one guy.
Just the one guy.
Like this kid in particular.
If we're looking at clowns and we're going to talk about folklore, we also have to talk about modern folklore, which comes across in copy-paste stories. So there are multiple creepypastas about clowns, but one of the most popular ones is Laughing Jack. I'm not going to tell you the story of Laughing Jack, because personally, it took so fucking long for the story to go. And I couldn't take the story seriously within the first paragraph, because there's a dog in the story, and it's literally named fucking Fido. Or Fido.
Fido.
Fido. It's called Fido.
Fido.
And there's also an origin story to Laughing Jack, and it was literally like 2 hours long. And I was like, no.
That's annoying.
I mean, I'll now tell my personal favorite clown story, which I don't even like as a clown story, because I've read it differently with a different kind of thing, and it was better. But parents decided to go out, and they hired a babysitter. And they told the babysitter, the only rule is that kids can't watch TV, so the TV is in our bedroom. You can watch it once they go to bed. So she goes, cool, sounds great, bye. So parents go out, and the babysitter babysats, and she puts the kids to bed, and she goes into this room to watch some TV. And she, like, turns on the TV, and she, like, looks outside, and she sees this statue of a clown, and she goes, no thank you. This isn't Liverpool.
Goodbye.
So she calls the parents, she's like, hey, can I, like, close your blinds or, like, turn that statue around, because they're really fucking freaky. And the dad's like, get out the fucking house. And she's like, and he's like, take the kids. And she's like, okay.
But wait.
Okay, fine. So they go, and they get out of the house, and they meet, the parents meet outside as they come home, and they're like, and she's like, well, why did you tell me to get out of the house? And they go, because we don't own a clown statue. And then the police arrest a man who was in a clown costume and find out later that he's been stalking the girl for months.
No.
The reason I don't like that as a clown story is because there's no reason he's in a clown costume.
Yeah, but just because it's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. No,
Thank
you. Which is the whole point of us talking about this, to explain why it's creepy.
Yep. That's what we're fucking doing?
We're explaining.
Oh, guess what? I did write down the name of the fear. It's just all the way at the bottom.
Oh, that's useful.
Oh, ready? Okay, okay. Fear of clowns is known as...
Chlorophobia.
Chlorophobia. Your turn.
Chlorophobia. Chlorophobia.
Chloroform. Let's go. Anyway.
Less chloroform. More calor. More
calor. That sounds like a nice perfume, actually.
Calor
by Dior. The reason most psychologists believe that we are afraid of clowns is through makeup, clowns hide their true identity and emotions.
I have, when we get to like talking about like clown stuff in real life, I have a photo to show you.
Okay, perfect.
I'm glad I found it.
That's two episodes away from now.
You know what? I'm prepared, okay?
So through makeup, clowns hide their true identity and emotions. So about 2% of adults have a fear of clowns. Clowns are tricksters, much like Loki or
the devil.
Ooh. Of course. They're hard to trust based on their looks and actions. So the actions seem to be unpredictable. And I was also wondering, this is like, you know, Maggie's, you know, fake psychology degree put onto the wall. I'm gonna put on my glasses. Mm-hmm. Do we not like clowns because they seem to have misplaced emotions? Like, clowns laugh in a serious situation.
I guess that's a part of it.
I guess
that inappropriate reaction.
Yeah, I guess when I think about clowns, I don't think about, like, the weird laughs or, like, the weird sounds they make. It's just, like, it's just more of, like, an over-exaggerated character to me.
I did have a boyfriend who over-exaggerated his emotions a lot. It was scary.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was a kid, we would go to see the Big Apple Circus, and there was this clown called Grandma. And I was young enough that when we went to see it for the first time, and my mom pointed across the arena and said, "Look, there's Grandma," I was convinced it was my actual grandmother. And then years later, we went to see it again, and we had, ringside seats, and he, like, was coming around again, like, autographing and talking to people and stuff, and I told him that story.
Yeah. So I got to meet Grandma the Clown. And then he went, "Wow, you're a freak."
Good job.
Good job.
We're adults. Anyways.
Probably.
Continue. So that's my thing about clowns.
So there is one other psychologist who has a theory on clowns, and I bet we all can guess who it is.
Freud?
Freud.
Oh, yeah.
Freud. Why wouldn't
about
Freud?
Their dicks?
No, surprisingly not.
No commentary on clown dicks.
Not that I saw. I mean,
what's even the point of making a comment, then?
Did you even look hard enough? Did you even look?
I mean, God. I'm sure there was. That wasn't the one highlighted. But you know, there's something about clown dick. He has his uncanny theory. And that we as people focus on differences instead of what we're accustomed to. So the reason clowns bother us is because we can't help but hyper-focus on like their overdrawn features.
Mm-hmm.
It's all my studies, so.
I mean, that makes sense.
That's when you say discuss.
Discuss. Yeah. As your professor.
Just silently and calmly survey the room and wait until someone gets nervous enough to say something.
Yeah.
And then you say, could be.
Could be. You're mostly wrong, but you could be right. I may be right.
I mean.
I may be crazy.
Like, that makes sense, because it's like, look at the makeup. Look at what I want you to look at. Don't look at everything else.
Yeah.
Here's a red flag.
Don't look at my club foot.
Well, I think that also falls again into like the fact that like they don't show their true identity, and like that bothers us because we're like, what do you got to hide, clown?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Their face, because they're gonna murder you.
Supposedly.
What makes you feel that clowns are gonna murder you, Jackie?
Nothing in particular.
Just a general feeling.
It's just a general unsettlement.
It's just a truth. a cosmic truth.
Oh, no. There's a whole clown society, and they're not going to like that you're saying that.
Write me an email.
Okay. Clowns. I feel qualified to discuss clowns now. The history of clowns. Where's my diploma?
You'll get it in the mail. After you pay your fucking tuition. That's a real fucking joke.
Oh no.
I feel like I put a blanket down to hide the sound, and now I feel like we're too obsessed with playing this blanket.
No, we're all just playing with the blanket.
We can't discuss clowns because there's a blanket.
Just tactile distractions. Yeah. Sound quality. The things we do for you.
Oh! I had a story about a clown that I forgot to mention somewhere in here.
Oh.
I probably will splice it and put it somewhere. Hopefully I can
just drop it in middle of your sentence. Just drop it in with a voiceover. I forgot to say this, so I'm saying it now.
Like a sidebar.
Excuse me. Let me cut in to your regular listening pleasure and put this awful edit in. So it's not really a fear of clowns. And I don't know why this upset me so much as a child, but I was at a...
What was that?
My watch.
Okay.
Hello?
It tells me when I haven't moved in a while.
Huh.
It's judging me.
Listen, watch.
I thought it was telling me I was...
For an awfully long time.
I thought it was telling me I was wrong about my thing about the clown. It's like, wrong.
Yeah, did you even start your thing?
No, that's what I was really upset. When I was younger, I went to a child's birthday party, and there was a clown there, as they tend to be.
Were you also a child? I missed that.
I was also a child. I was currently childing. And the clown took an American flag and, like, put it into a hat and, like, mixed it up and then pulled it out, and where the stars were was red and the stripes were blue, and he was like, look at this, and I was very upset. Patriotic young me would not stand for the desecration of colors.
I'm gonna get you a clown for your bachelorette party.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna get you a stripper clown!
And then it can say our favorite phrase.
That's gonna
Which
come
might
up.
Be a spoiler.
Yeah, no, that would be a spoiler. We can't say our favorite phrase.
You'll have to keep listening to find out what that is, listeners.
Not only, like, I'm not bothered by clowns. They're not, like, something I actively go to see. But I know
I'm... Do you know anyone who's like, we need to go to this thing that has a clown? And it's always like the clown is just a part of it anyway. Yeah.
So I don't have anything against clowns and clowns existing in the world that I'm in. It would be a little bizarre if I saw them at the things I go to.
Yeah.
But I also feel the same way about strippers. male strippers. So, like, having a clown stripper, I don't know, it would hurt me a little bit. It would hurt me a lot.
Now I just want to see what that would look
like. Just the face. The rest of it is naked.
Except for little shorts.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, and a little squeeze ball on the dick.
Yes.
So you can honk it.
Oh, what if he did that? Because, like, you notice clowns always have to do magic tricks. Like, they can't just be a fucking clown. Like, they have to do something else. What if he did that trick with the ribbon? Where, like, he just kept pulling it, and he's like, look how big my dick is. It's not a really ribbon, it's just a penis, like, shit.
It's a really long, flaccid penis.
Yeah. At one point, we all got too big. My back.
Is there a retract, like, a vacuum cleaner?
What if it retracts, like, the tape measure? It just goes in, like, quickly and snaps. And then flowers pop out.
You're telling me you wouldn't be so pleased?
I would be pleased, but in a very manic sense of, like...
But I feel like Pour Some Sugar on Me has to be playing.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What?
Pour Some Sugar on Me? Oh. If they were a stripper.
Yeah, yes.
It would have to be, the sexiest.
I heard Pour Geronimo, and I was like, that's not what she said. That's not even a thing.
That's my stripper name.
Oh.
Pour Geronimo.
I'm not a stripper, guys. Don't worry.
She's a stripper.
You can see her on porn. Mom, if you're listening, don't worry. Everything's fine.
Go look up porngeronimo.com. She dresses up as clowns.
This new room is good to me. They don't go make me dance.
Only on Thursdays. Anyway.
Only on Thursdays.
Only when we run out of milk.
Oh, no.
It's funny because you don't drink milk. It's not funny. That wasn't a good joke. I'm gonna edit that out.
Well. Okay.
So thanks. So. Oh, yeah. I've talked a lot. Someone else do this.
All right. So that's part one of our clown series, you guys. Thanks for staying out there with us. We're lots of things are coming. We're excited.
What are we doing next week?
We
more,
are
more clowns.
It's I not think. Next week. We're gonna post these all together.
At the end.
Yeah, it's okay. So part two is coming. Part two is going to be clowns in the media.
Oh yeah,
clowns in media. Clowns in media. Yes,
much media. So clown. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. If you want to email us, you can email us at ladiesfright@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all those other places.
Tweet, tweet.
Oh, Twitter. We have a Twitter. I was like, is it Snapchat or Twitter? I can't remember.
We're not Snapchat.
We don't have a Snapchat. Okay. So, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Gmail. Thanks for listening, guys.
Oh, thank you, Alex, for editing and also for our theme song.
Yes.
Yes.
So go check him out on the interwebs.
Yeah, he's cool on things. Spotify. You can look up Alexan Price. Okay. He has some music.
Mm-hmm. One's about Alexan, like two-thirds of Alexander.
Yeah. Well, Alex, space, Zan, Zan, space, Price. Mm. I think. He's probably going to give me a note on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because he has a song about pizza. I think they're called Pizza Shoes.
What?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not an artist.
All right. We'll probably cut that.
That's what okay. you think.
All right. Because so, this is Ladies Fright. Oh, what a fright!
All right.
Yay, okay. We did it.